Welcome to your five for the day. No previous experience required. We will train you, the advertisement said. It read like a help wanted ad for a famous burger outlet, except this type of ad is now appearing on the pages of leading business journals. After decades of dog-eat-dog capitalism, it seems that major companies are beginning to look for a new breed of employee. While degrees remain important, many businesses are looking for more personal qualities in their personnel. How do you interact with others, they ask? Are you a team player or a maverick? Bottom line, are you teachable? Companies are ignoring glowing CVs, bypassing corporate headhunters, and going straight to university and college campuses to recruit their workforce. Why? Well, they say we spend more time and money untraining people than we would training them in the first place. We don't need know-it-alls. We need people who are willing to learn. If Jesus would have placed an advert in the Jerusalem Post at the start of his ministry 2,000 years ago, I think it would have read much the same as our modern-day business ad. No previous experience required. We will train you. Jesus wasn't as interested in finding capable people as he was in finding available people. He was looking for teachable hearts. Perhaps that's why Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Children learn quickly, mainly because they don't have preconceived ideas that keep them from hearing something new and receiving it. Perhaps that's why Jesus called a crew of motley men to come alongside him instead of a bunch of religious bigots. The minds of the educated scribes and Pharisees of Israel were loaded with false preconceptions and man-made agendas. It would have taken years to reprogram their thinking to God's way of thinking. So Jesus chose men without CVs, without formal education, and with no previous evangelical work experience. To the rest of the world, they seemed unimpressive, unwashed, untaught, and sometimes uncouth. But Jesus saw in them exactly what he needed, followers with the potential for change. Sadly, though we all applaud the thought of change, most of us don't appreciate the process that gets us there. To arrive there means we have to change, and change too often hurts. Thankfully, God is more concerned about our character than our comfort. His goal is not to pamper us, but to perfect us spiritually. That's why Jesus chose to confront Martha of Bethany's up-the-miftry attitude about being left alone in the kitchen. There was more at stake in the incident than met the eye. In Martha's outburst, Jesus, the Son of God, could see a fault line that ran deep down Martha's psyche, down to where her identity lay. Martha thought she had value because she was productive. Jesus wanted her to learn she had value simply because she was his. Martha's feelings must have smarted at Jesus' rebuke. After all, no one enjoys the exposure of blunders. There may be a moment when Martha was tempted to pack up her bruised ego and stomp out of the room, feeling she wasn't being appreciated. But instead, Martha stuck around and heard Jesus out. And if we want to be his disciples, we must be willing to do the same, even when his words cross our will. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.